This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live from Globe Life Field. The gates are open as people are getting ready for Rangers Diamondbacks 135 first pitch. 1 o'clock pregame right here on 105 Through the Fan. But right now, brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers, Ford is the best in Texas. It is our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir. Good afternoon, I guess.
I recognize that voice.
Yes, I have returned. I have returned. Hey, what did I miss? I heard the preseason game went great.
It went like all the rest of the first preseason games they play every year, right?
Yeah, that is true. Are you? I guess at this point, I should never be surprised by anything that happens really in any fan base, but were you surprised at all when you heard or if you saw people were like, I'm done with this team now because of the preseason game? Like, that feels odd to me.
Well, I think that's your guys' responsibility to point out that they didn't play anybody that would be a starter in a game on September 4th.
Right.
And that they were looking for how they're going to fill out probably the last 15 or 20 spots on a 53-man roster.
Yeah, no, that's definitely what they were trying to do there, Kevin. Hey, Mickey, practice rolling yesterday. George Pickens, what are we dealing with here? What kind of player do we have on our hands right now?
You got two number one receivers.
That's great. I mean,
don't sit there and go, okay, he's number one, he's number two. I think you got, and this has never happened in the Cowboys' history. You got two Pro Bowl type receivers from what I see from Pickens in these 3.5 weeks here in training camp. His catch race radius is amazing, and it almost means he's always open because no matter where the ball's thrown, he has this innate ability to go up and get it. And I'll tell you what, I was standing right there when that play went down, and Deron Bland couldn't have covered it any better.
Wow.
The pass was a little bit high, but because it was high, he was able to go up and get it over Bland. He does it daily. He's amazing. And no one here can cover CD, so I don't know if that's, you know, doesn't speak well to the Cowboys' secondary.
I think that's all on CD. I'll give CD a lot of credit on that.
He's another guy. He's always open. You know, I don't know how it happens. And so you've got two top-notch receivers that even if they go just too wide, these guys have the ability to get open. So, yeah, that's what you got with Lamb and Pickens.
Okay, I might. This question, Mickey, might just be me trying to calm myself down. But a couple of years ago, and I know there are different types of receivers, I saw the training camp connection between Dak and Brandon Cooks, and I thought he was going to go wild on the NFL. Well, I know you were just kind of breaking it down, but is there anything else that you see that's different with Pickens as opposed to, like, Cooks? Because I kid you not, when I came back from training camp 2 years ago, I was like, you watch out. Dak Prescott, Brandon Cooks is going to tear this league up.
Well, we can start with I'm trying to remind myself, Pickens is 6'3".
Yeah.
All right, so we can start right there. And I don't know if you meant last year with Brandon Cooks.
No, it was 2 years ago.
Wasn't there, or was it 2 years?
Yeah.
Last year,
he had a great training camp until he had the knee problem.
Yeah.
And he got into the season.
Yeah.
And he tried to play through it, and it just didn't. But if you think about 2 years ago, when they got to the second half of the season, Brandon Cooks was really, really good. It took him a while and Dak a while to kind of figure things out. And they were relying on CD so much that year that they almost ignored Brandon Cooks. But last year in training camp when Lamb wasn't here, Brandon Cooks was the guy until he got hurt. And then he missed all those games. So, this is no exaggeration. This has been going on since the day he walked in the building. And I think you'll be pleasantly surprised on just how good he is. And the two of them have a connection now that doesn't matter who gets the ball, they're celebrating each other the entire time. So I think they got something special brewing here.
Can you elaborate also? Everybody's kind of.
The question he really wants to ask you is, who on this team would you call Mr. Fahrenheit? Because I was just singing that
no.
and trying to distract Corey.
Everybody's kind of okay. Yeah, I know that George Pickens has this ability, but just wait. You know, that's what they keep throwing. That just wait. He's going to have his moment. This dude seems like he is just completely in on what Schottenheimer's selling, what CD's all about. He seems like he really is playing a good role on this team right now.
Yeah, I think he's fit in famously. Think about it. This has got to be the best quarterback he's ever played with, right?
True.
Right.
It's the best wide receiver he's ever played with.
Sure.
So he has, and let's throw in, he's in the last year of his contract.
He has
a lot of personal reasons for this season to go really well, too.
Right, right. And you know, maybe he's an emotional guy. I get it.
Me too.
I think you've got to figure out how to handle it. I think the coaches, Schottenheimer and Junior Adams, have handled it really well with him. And
good.
I think he likes it here. I don't know what he liked or didn't like in Pittsburgh. I've got no idea. But I think what you have to do is judge for yourself on what you see, not what you heard. And so far, that's kind of how the Cowboys have handled this. They're judging him for what they see, not what maybe his reputation was. And a couple of things he got in trouble with there was, you know, excessive celebrations after touchdowns.
He's too happy. He's just too excited.
At least it was touchdowns, right?
True.
I think we just have to let it play out before we go, okay, we're waiting, you know, got one foot on the ledge here before you jump.
Is that the way I'm kind of curious, the parallel here, is that the way you treat people in your personal and professional life, is try to ignore, like, maybe all the stuff you've heard people say about some person?
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's
method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You're like, you know what? I'm going to go off my one-on-one or like face-to-face interactions instead.
You know, I learned a little bit about that when the Cowboys drafted Dez Bryant. I knew his history, right? I thought I did. You know, the stuff that happened in Oklahoma State, things people said about him. And then when I got to know him, and like the first time Bill Jones and I did a interview with him after the draft, and we're on set taping a TV show, if he would have called me sir one more time, I think I was going to slap him, right?
Oh, my gosh. That wouldn't help.
I don't want to be called sir. But that was him, right? And then I dug into and I got to know a couple people from, you know, where he grew up, where he went to high school. And I got to know his background. And I was saying, you know what? It's amazing this guy is where he is, what he had to go through to get to the NFL. And I remember Michael Irvin telling me, he said, you know what? Most guys that grew up like Dez Bryant, at this point in their life, they're either in jail or dead. And he said, and he should be applauded for getting himself here to be able to play in the NFL. And when you looked into his background, it's like, okay, I understand now. Maybe some of his childish actions that occurred, but there was reasons for him. He didn't grow up like the rest of us did, or many of us, I should say, did. So yeah, I get reminded of that all the time when somebody comes in. Now, Charles Haley came in with a history, right? Most of it was pretty accurate, right?
But right.
He was a hell of a football player, so you kind of put up with stuff. You know, but Jimmy had to, that first year, they played the game in Denver, and he didn't like what he saw from Haley in the first half. And my understanding was, in the locker room at halftime, he dragged Haley into the bathroom and basically read him the riot act. And, you know, Haley came back out, settled down, and played a hell of a second half. So there's different ways to treat people, and I think you got to give them a chance under your own eyes, not somebody else's.
Should I be excited about Tyler Guyton just being in the walkthroughs? I know a walkthrough is like literally what it sounds like in a walkthrough, and there's still no timeline for his recovery, but it feels like an encouraging first step, or am I being like too optimistic about that?
Yeah, I would maybe tap the brakes on that. I mean, what are you optimistic for? That he's going to be ready for the first game?
You know that's what it is, Mick.
Well, then I think you better tap the brakes.
Cause
they said 4 to 6 weeks, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there's four, and you know we were at the end of I think July at that time.
Right.
So 4 weeks in August, all right, and then and that's to recover, because normally when you have a bone fracture or a break, it takes 6 weeks for the bone to heal. Now, maybe it was a minor fracture. I don't know the extent of it. But then you've got to ramp the guy up for a week or two.
Yeah.
Before he's probably ready to put the pads on. You know,
I get you.
The same thing's going to happen with Micah Parsons, where whenever he signs or gives in, one of the two, he's going to need a week or two to get ready. He's not going to just instantly put the... Now, he might think he can do it, and I'm sure he does, but look how long it's taken Trayvon Diggs now to not only get a rehab his surgery, but to now get in good enough condition to be able to go out there and play in a game. I think at this time Nate Thomas probably starts the first game for the Cowboys at left tackle, and then we'll see where it goes from there. I don't have any medical evidence of that, or no one's
right.
told me that. It's just kind of judging from history on how they treat some of these injuries when guys are trying to return. Because the last thing the trainers want is to send a guy out on the field, and then one game later, he's back with him, right? Because he re-injured something else.
Yeah.
So the walkthrough is a walkthrough, right? They stand there basically.
Sure.
It's a stand through.
I'll concede that. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So I'll just kind of calm things down until you see him get into a practice. Then you can get excited, I think.
All right, Kevin, that's when you can get excited, okay?
All right.
Till then, you keep it settled.
Thanks a lot, Captain Killjoy.
Mickey, I think Mozzie's going to be a topic until forever. And I'm kind of curious on when he was talking about what's expected, because I was very critical of him right after that game, and he basically said everything that I said and what he needs to do. And I'm just kind of curious on, okay, you said it now. When are you going to do it?
Yeah, I think they're being patient with him, trying to bring him along. But if you think about it, how many snaps do you think he got in the game?
15?
14. You're right on the button.
Okay. Oh. Right. Yeah.
So 14 snaps. Sometimes what that position needs is you got to hold down the fort, right?
Yeah,
you're not
for sure.
Make a bunch of plays, but you want your linebackers to be able to come free and make plays behind you.
Yeah, now, for sure.
And I heard a lot of people say, "Wow, he was getting double teamed." Well, that's what happens at that position.
Sure.
And you just kind of got to hold down the fort. But I was glad he pointed out that he wanted more out of himself.
Okay.
That would be great, right? Make a tackle or two. Create disruption in the backfield for somebody else to make a tackle for a loss. And I think he needs to be that active. And now I'm not giving him a break because I've been hard on him. But he's on his third defensive coordinator in three years.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
and it seems like the style of defense is, oh, we're going to rush up the field. Oh, we're going to hold our ground. Oh, we're going to rush up the field. And so let's just see. You know, he did something at Michigan. I'm not sure, what it was or how it was, but there's something there. They just got to get it out of him. Maybe I should toss my phone over to Matt Eberflus because he just walked by.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
anytime
I'll
you want to hop on.
I liked what I said or not.
Yeah, I would love a point counterpoint.
Mickey said this, and here's what I think now.
And he's like, here's why I disagree or agree with that. Thank you very much, good sir. We will catch up with you again tomorrow.
I'll be here briefly, and then we're on our way home.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's exciting. This is an exciting time.
Oh, man, I forgot to ask you.
Okay. 100 degrees.
I'm sorry, I have one more question then. Can you tell us about, I think it was Brad Cham who posted this, do you guys have a sunset ritual when training camp is ending and you take a look at the sunset together and stuff?
Our ritual is always to go to Neptune's Nets. It's on the PCH heading towards Malibu. The old guys that used to cover this team, I guess I fit into that now, they used to, on the day off after the first preseason game, They would go to the beach, and then they would go to Neptune's for dinner. And it's a great place. It's right on the PCH. The
ocean, yeah, it is.
Right across the street. And every year we at least try to go there once. Carry on the tradition that's been going here in training camp for my 40 years. So that's what we were driving home last night, and that was the sunset that he posted, I believe, wherever he posted it. Yeah, it was magnificent.
That is delightful. Thank you very much for sharing that story, and we will find a time to catch up with you tomorrow.
I'll be here. See ya.
There you go. Mickey Spagnola right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.